In our reading, we're still on the Sunday evening of Easter, the resurrection day. Jesus appears even though the doors are locked. In his miraculous body, he appears. He greets them with the word shalom, peace. He shows them the scars in his hands and in his side. The marks are where he was nailed to the cross and where he was pierced in his side with the sword. It had only been a few days since those wounds were made on Jesus' body. Friday, Saturday, now Sunday evening. It's miraculous that he's raised from the dead. It's also miraculous that there is scar tissue that has formed and now have permanent marks of where those wounds were. But it is quite unexpected, isn't it? That Jesus would be raised from the dead, but yet the wounds would still be visible. His scar tell the story of our salvation for all time. Even into eternity. In the book of Revelation, they looked upon him whom they pierced. He's called the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. It is impossible to look at Jesus in his glorified state and not see that he is the crucified and resurrected Lord. Scars tell stories. They are souvenirs from falls, accidents, sport injuries, surgeries, hands slipping with knives. Depending on how visible they are, especially if they're in the face, we often feel compelled to explain and tell our stories of how they were made. I have scars from bike accidents and falls on my face, scars on my hands from knife and saw accidents, a scar from a spectacular fall in the Grand Tetons a few years ago, pencil-lead scars in my right palm from a girl who wanted my attention in third grade. Some scars, though, can't be seen. There can be a scar tissue so deep beneath the skin it cannot be seen from a profound injury or a surgery. Some scars cannot be seen because they're emotional. They're psychological, from a traumatic experience, or perhaps from years of abuse. Or perhaps it's a lingering memory of a tragic event, or the heartbreak of rejection. Jesus shows his scars to the disciples, and when he does so, he is showing his authentic self. He wants the disciples to see and to touch the marks in his hands and in his side to strengthen their faith. That he is actually the same person who was crucified and died and was buried. He actually did suffer bodily. And now he has been raised from the dead. Jesus is a survivor. And even more than that, miraculously healed, truly victor over sin and death. Jesus points out his wounds in order to build up the kingdom. He wants the disciples to see and to touch that he has truly conquered death. He's truly victorious over the devil. He has truly conquered our sin. Touch and see for yourselves. Jesus uses his wounds to establish a deeper connection with his followers. John, in his gospel, reminds us that these things are written so that you might believe and you might have life in his name. Jesus establishes this deeper connection so that their faith and their trust in the Savior will grow. The one who gave his life, the one who gave his life for the life of the world, creates this bond of love through the marks of the nails and of the spear. Jesus is our forerunner. Jesus says, as the Father sent me, so I send you, he says. He's an example of how to build the kingdom of God. He wants us to see his true humanity in his body so that we will see his true divinity and how he conquers death and evil. And as the church, we are sent as Jesus is from the Father. We are the body of Christ. We also bear wounds in our body. Our sisters and brothers in Sri Lanka were attacked and killed because of their faith in this resurrected Christ just a week ago. And how do we respond as the body of Christ to this? We can perpetuate the endless cycle of violence, or we can show our wounds and teach the world the way of the cross. If you live by the sword, you will die by the sword, Jesus says, on the night when he was betrayed. We can show the world what it means to be free from the tyranny of sin and evil and violence. And by the words and example of Jesus, we learn to pray and even love our enemies. When people come here and visit our community of faith, what do they see? What do they touch when they touch us? Do they see us masquerading as those who've never been wounded in body and soul? Are we, as we said in our confession of sin earlier, are we deceiving ourselves or deceiving other people by pretending that we've never been scarred by evil in this world? By our own poor choices and the harm that we have done? When we are like Jesus and have the courage to show our wounds and our scars, we will be our authentic selves. This is who we are in Christ. We now have the opportunity to share and tell the story of our injury that we have been suffering. But even more importantly, how God has begun to heal us miraculously in soul, in body, in mind. There is power in sharing our wounds to one another. Some people desperately need to know that they're not alone in their struggle. Some people need that hope that God will bring healing. He will bring courage to our lives. Some need a friend that will stick closer than a sister or a brother. Some need to know that their father and their mother may forsake them, but the Lord will take them in. God's people will take them in. Some of us need to know that our wounds are not meant to be invisible. That we are not invisible. That what we have experienced matters. Our mistakes can be forgiven. That God can bring good out of an evil experience. That Jesus also greets us every morning with the words of peace. Shalom. Peace be to you. He also brings new life and breathes into us the Holy Spirit and makes all things new. God has forgiven us for piercing his only begotten Son with nails and a spear. He has forgiven us for all of our sins of injury to ourselves and to others. He has not rejected us and left us as orphans. He accepts and loves us, scars and all, no matter how we got them. He was pierced for our transgressions, and by his wounds we are healed, the prophet says. Our scars remind us, too, that we are survivors. We are willing to take risks, that we actually live life to its fullest. We fell down, but we got back up again. We got back into the game again, because Scripture says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is within you is greater than he who is in the world. God will use our scars to build the kingdom, just as Jesus showed his wounds and built the kingdom. Just as he used Jesus' scars to bring wholeness and peace and forgiveness and salvation and faith, even this morning, we see and we touch and we taste the tokens of Jesus Christ in the bread and the wine. We see his wounds yet again manifest. We, Scripture tells us, proclaim the Lord's death until his coming again in the Lord's Supper. We preach his wounds to a world and to ourselves when we eat and drink his body and blood. And we look forward to his coming again, the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, when we will celebrate the victory, finally, that we have over sin, the devil and our sin, and death itself. The wounds of Jesus tells us that we are even more than conquerors through him who loved us, died for us, and rose again from the dead for us. Alleluia. Christ is risen.